Bill Bellamy is performing at the Funny Bone in Cincinnati this weekend, the Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia, March 4th and 6th, and in Macon, Georgia, on March 12th at the Macon City Auditorium. Bill Bellamy, what up,
yo,
man?
I love you, man. Good morning to everybody, my little sister Sherry. I'm so thankful, Sherry. And Sybil, she always makes me a red velvet cake. Thank you, Sybil. Thank you, Sybil. Sybil always make it for you. Because that's how she get her man. She just be baking. She just go to baking.
He's a new one. Stupid.
You go by Sybil's house, she got a lemon cake out there. She got mustard. She got everything.
Made by somebody else, but that's all
right. But she act like she made it because she take the plastic off and sit it up there.
You got it.
Hey, Bill Bellamy, yes, we were just talking about this off air. Everybody has a crazy cousin in their family like Kanye, but they don't have the publicity that Kanye has. But
Yeah. Everybody's
got a crazy cousin.
I'm going to tell you why Kanye West. He needs a sit your ass down somewhere pill. Whenever he start acting up, he got to take that sit your ass down somewhere pill so he can chill out. Twitter is the worst thing for somebody like Kanye. Because that's just like everybody got that uncle when he go to drinking. See, he don't have Twitter, so he starts talking. Well, that ain't your real daddy. So I don't know why y'all talk. You know, start saying stuff that hurt people's feelings. Kanye get on Twitter, and he go crazy for like 40 minutes, and then like 10 minutes later, he go, my bad. You know, I love animals. I love my wife. I love my children. I was just emotional. I'm in my feelings. I'm like, at least he admit, though. At least he'll say I'm crazy. That's good.
That's the first step.
Yeah, because my drunk uncle don't know he a problem. He just keep drinking. And I got one for you, too. I was watching the Grammys, and this is something I want to start today. I want this thing to be hashtag, let's save Stevie Wonder. I'm tired of hashtag, let's save Stevie Wonder. He is a living legend. He is a Motown legend. He is one of our Hall of Fame talents, right?
Right.
Wow. Every time he on TV, he looked like he related to Sinbad. That's what I want to know. I mean, I don't care how blind you are. Can't you feel you got a bad outfit on? You know how sometimes you be like, man, something don't feel right about this outfit. Can't you just feel the collar and feel like it feels like an airplane wing this right here? You can't put your hand on your chest and feel like, why is it velour suede and leather? Why can't they just put Stevie Wonder in a nice Tom Ford suit, something fly?
Right.
Yeah, just keep it simple, man. They trying to do all this kamikaze, you know, cross-color meets FUBU. I don't know what it is.
Hey, I understand you went to the All-Star game. Roland said that a lot of brothers had tickets and reservations, but they couldn't cross the border.
Let me tell you about that. If you ever wanted to see a very white NBA All-Star game, this was it. All my cousins was at the border. They couldn't. They was watching the game from Detroit. They couldn't
Because when you have to show that passport at Canadian
border. When
you show
that passport and all that child support start coming up, your ass ain't going nowhere. That's just like with Sybil going to the White House. First of all, can we give a round of applause to Sybil going to the White House?
Yes. All right.
Thank you very much.
Nobody else in her family can go. I'm telling you. Sybil is the only one that paid her parking ticket. The only one that don't smoke weed. She don't have no blemishes on her record. She was a substitute teacher. She did it all. I'm not going to the White House either because I got some stuff on my paperwork. Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, I could talk to Obama outside the White House, but I can't go in.
Bill Bellamy.
We can see you this weekend.
Rip it up in Cincinnati this weekend. Get ready, Richmond.
Man.
March, the weekend of March 4th. Get ready, Macon. March 12th.